It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Coming up, the answer to your home improvement question.
You have an age-old problem, don't you, Tracy?
It's really, really ugly paneling. I've been having a lot of water problems also.
We had to tear out a bathroom, and what I was wondering, does he...
And we're looking at replacing our roof.
No. Good afternoon. How are y'all doing? Y'all caught me with a paint roller in my hand.
Well, put down the paint roller and pick up the phone, because it's time for the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show with Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti. Call 1-888-MONEYPIT now.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit, money pit. If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit, money pit. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Woo! Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this hour of the program. 1-888-MONEYPIT is the telephone number. Call us right now with your home improvement questions, with your do-it-yourself dilemmas, with those jobs that you want to get done to make your house more comfortable, more safe, and just plain more fun to be around.
And heck, Valentine's Day is just around the corner, so if you need a fix-it-up for your sweetie, we can help you out with that. So call in for some gift and Valentine-y advice.
Or perhaps some romantic home improvements we could discuss. Like, you know, how to install a whirlpool tub, perhaps.
I was going to go somewhere completely more gross with that, but I'm not going to.
No, maybe some romantic lighting, perhaps some sconces on dimmers.
We can show them the 45-cent dimmer.
There you go.
Instant romance.
1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Not only will we share our home improvement advice with you for what that's worth, we will also give you something far more valuable, and that is a chance to win a great prize from our friends at Ryobi. It is the Ryobi Multitask It. It is a cool new product.
It's super duper cool.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's cool. It's got a laser head attachment, a working light attachment, a magnetic tray so you're not going to lose your bits and bobs while you're doing your job. And the coolest is it has a helping hand attachment. So if you're working on something on your own, you can actually do it without anybody else's help. So really cool prize.
Yeah, I prefer the helping hand attachment because otherwise I have to ask somebody
in
my family.
No back talk?
Yeah, no back talk, exactly. No complaints, you know. No, you're not listening to me.
I'm tired. I don't want to do this project anymore.
Do your own darn home improvement project. So it's worth $50. Going to give away to one caller whose name we will draw at random from all callers to the program. You must come on the air and ask your home improvement question. 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's first?
Gary in Delaware is about to start a bathroom renovation. How can we help?
I have I've just bought a house. It's about 75 years old.
Congratulations.
Thanks. First-time home buyer. And looking to improve the bathroom. It's needed some repair upstairs. The whole house is the knob and tube sort of older wiring.
Right.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Not good.
Yeah. Wondering if when I'm in there redoing this bathroom, I'm going to pretty much, you know, rip the floor out, put some wainscoting on the walls, do the whole deal. Is that a time to try to upgrade that wiring? Is that something I should...
That's something you should do first and foremost.
But if I'm not doing the whole house, should I do just the bathroom?
Well, you definitely should always, if you expose knob and tube wiring, you should always replace it wherever it's convenient to do so. Let me explain to you why. First of all, knob and tube wiring, for those that are not familiar with it, is a wiring system that was first installed like in the 30s. It really was the first centrally installed wiring system. You know, before you had the telephone pole with the wire that came to your house and that's where you had your power, this was the first version of a installed electrical system. And it's called knob and tube because the wires are strung through the home on knobs and through tubes.
And those are made out of ceramic.
And they're ceramic, right. Now, the reason that they use the tubes and the knobs is because the wires need to be suspended in midair to cool properly. So you can't have them go under insulation and things like that.
And being that you live in Delaware, your house is most likely insulated. And if the knob and tube wiring is still operating and the insulation is sitting on top of it or near it, the wiring isn't getting enough circulation or ventilation with the air as it needs to operate safely, and you could have a really dangerous fire hazard.
Yeah, and the other thing to worry about is that it's not a grounded system and it's not groundable. So it's really an unsafe system. It has open-air electrical splices and just all sorts of reasons it's not good. So we always recommend, whenever possible, replacing that wiring. Now, sometimes I've seen in the 20 years I spent as a home inspector, many people will just replace the main electrical panel, but that's not the issue. The issue is really the wires where they go through the house and through the walls. So I think you asked a small question and we just gave you a bigger project to do.
And the electrical, the box itself has been replaced downstairs, like you said, but it still exists around. But it's still up to code, I mean, as far as that goes.
Well, but code, see, it's not really up to code, because if it was a new house, it would be more modern. See, code does not make you force you to upgrade old technology. I mean, an aluminum wired house, which is a major fire hazard, is up to code technically, because the code doesn't require you to replace it. It's not really up to code in the sense that it's unsafe. It's just not worth having in your house, and we would highly recommend that you take every opportunity you can to replace it. Now, you know, you can check circuits and attack those circuits one at a time. You can do the ones in the basement. You can do the ones in the attic. Depending on how your house is shaped, you run new circuits the easiest way. Typically, you just de-energize the old stuff. You don't rip it out, but you run new circuits where you need to be able to restore power. But for all those reasons, it's really not safe. It's a real fire hazard, and it's a real safety hazard.
Well, now, since he's doing the bathroom and there's the knob and tube wiring in there, can you, when you put new outlets in, can you put the ground fault circuit interrupter outlets in, or does that not even function with the knob and tube?
No, you can't wire a ground fault to a knob and tube. I mean, you probably, there's probably a way to jury-rig it, but it's very, very unsafe. I would definitely run a new circuit from, you know, the nearest three-wire circuit you have, or running straight from the panel up, and install it with a ground fault circuit breaker, because a ground fault basically senses somebody getting a shock. It senses the diversion of current to ground. And if 2/1000ths of an amp of electricity goes to ground, which is not enough to hurt you, it turns the circuit off. So in order to have that level of safety, you do need to replace the wiring.
All right.
Sorry, Gary.
That'll teach you to call us, won't it?
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Yes, we can take a small project and make it bigger than you ever, ever imagined.
Meanwhile, Gary's like hanging up the phone being like, I wanted to ask about tile. Oh, well.
Yeah, he forgot his question. All right. Well, we gave him good advice. We can do the same for you. 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Brian tunes into the Money Pit in California on KQKE, The Quake, and you've got a question about mold in the home. Have you seen some?
I've got a lot of mold in the house.
Well, that's not good.
No, it's a two-story house, and actually got mold on both floors, and it seems to be eating the walls alive, almost.
Well, cool. Let's describe the mold. You say it's on the wall, so it's on the drywall?
It's on the drywall, so it's got drywall on almost all the walls, and, of course, painted over, and it's thickest at the bottom, the base of the wall, and kind of thins out as it goes up.
What color is the mold?
The mold, it's gray.
That sounds like the dangerous kind, the
Stachybotrys.
Thank you.
Yeah. The first thing you need to do is have the mold tested before you do anything else, because you need to understand what you're dealing with and determine if whether or not it's a toxic mold, Brian. So
the toxic mold can make you very, very sick over the long run.
It really can. That's what I've heard, yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess the only place I've seen to get it tested are people who, the testers also, they charge a couple $100 to test your mold in your house, and then they'll take that fee off of the fee they charge for removing the mold that costs several thousands of dollars.
You can find a lab that does testing. There are microbiology labs around that can simply read that. I mean, I'm on the other side of the country. I know one right here that will take a sample from anywhere in America and read it for you for about $60.
Oh, really?
And so you don't have to go to a contractor and have that done. You just need to find a microbiology lab. And typically what you do is you take a sample of it by taking a piece of Scotch tape, clear tape, and you press it into the mold, pull it off, and slip that inside of a plastic sandwich bag and send that to the biologist, and they read it and they'll tell you what it is. If it turns out that it's stuck,
mail, it sounds like.
Yeah, you can FedEx it, sure. Mail it or FedEx it. And if it turns out that it's a toxic mold, now you're going to have to look into mold remediation. Now, is this a home that you own or one that you rent?
It's a home we own, yeah.
You got to really look into this because it's not going to get any better.
Yeah.
And you may need to get a sick building investigator in there to try to figure out the best steps to get it remediated. But it can make you super sick, so it's definitely not something you want to mess around with.
Uh-huh. Is it usually a case of mold coming from inside the room, like just
it's usually a case of moisture.
Humid, or is it inside the walls coming out kind of thing?
It's usually a case of moisture. Mold needs three things to grow. It needs a food. So the drywall is a really good food because it's organic.
They love it because it's paper. It's tasty.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then it needs water and it needs air.
Which is all there.
And what's unusual is that you're having it in both floors of the house, which means you must have a lot of humidity in that house, a lot of moisture.
Yeah.
So you need to get on top of this because it sounds to me like it's a potentially serious problem. And the longer you wait, the worse it's going to get. So you need to find out what the mold is, and if it turns out it's toxic, then you need to get it professionally removed. You can't do it yourself because if you do, you're going to release all those mold spores throughout the house, and that can make everybody even more sick.
And it's possible that you might even need to relocate while, if it's the toxic mold, while the work is being done because it's really quite hazardous to your health.
So it is. It can be a real problem, it sounds like. I wasn't sure if websites I saw were just kind of playing it up to charge more or not.
Oh, no, it's definitely an issue.
Okay. I guess that's the first step. So we find out what kind it is, and then I guess I'd go online or something to look for somebody to take it out. If it's
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, if you're having trouble and you need somebody, you need a reference to a lab, email us at helpme@moneypit.com, and we'll send one to you.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. Thanks for calling the Money Pit.
Hey, are you one of those unlucky people with a wet basement? Maybe you're wondering exactly how much paint you'll need to paint a room. Well, whatever your home repair or home improvement question is, the answer is always available at your fingertips 24/7. Go to www.moneypit.com. You can search everything we've ever written about fixing up your money pit at that fantastic website. And you can sign up for our wonderful and free home improvement e-newsletter. And all of that is at www.moneypit.com. So check it out.
You know, there's a great article there on whether you should move or improve. You know, you might be making that debate with yourself. Should I fix up my house now, or should I take off, sell it, and go somewhere else? Well, there actually is some things to think about that would help you, some tips that we could give you that would help you make that decision, and we'll talk about those right after this.
Listen to the sound of a safer home. Introducing the Kidde Wireless Smoke Alarm System, using wireless technology to link smoke alarms together so that when one sounds, they all sound. In a fire, every moment counts. The sooner you hear a smoke alarm, the sooner you can get out. The Kidde Wireless System provides warning throughout the home, giving you more time to escape. Plus, it's easy to install. The Kidde Wireless System. Know the sound of a safer home. Available at Lowe's and other retailers.
Let's talk about some cold hard facts. Winter's coming and it's going to cost a bundle to heat your home. But there is a way to heat effectively, efficiently, and cleanly. For over a year, Leslie and I have been telling you about Riker room conditioners, ceiling fans that heat and cool. The heating element is above the blades. It's controlled by a remote that controls your temperature setting. It's a ceiling fan, so it only heats the rooms you use when you use them. It heats quickly and operates on electricity and costs as little as 5 cents an hour to operate. With this winter's predictions of record high heating costs, that's a nickel well spent. Check them out today at Menards, Ace, Blaine's, and selected Home Depots and Lowe's. Or for more information and additional dealers, visit heatingfans.com or call 1-866-4-REIKER. That's 1-866-4-REIKER.
Table saw. 18-volt drill driver. 8-piece combo kit.
You don't have to just wish you had the power tools you really want. With Ryobi, you can actually afford them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. And they sound really good, too. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
It's a big ladder that fits in a small box. Tired of lugging around your oversized, overweight, heavy ladder? Want a better solution? Then check out the amazing Telesteps telescoping ladder. It extends from 30 inches to 12 and a half feet in a matter of seconds. This ladder's lightweight and stores easily. The Telesteps ladder's on sale now for $229. Order now from R.E. Williams and we'll ship the ladder to you for free. Call us at 888-845-6597 or order online at rewci.com. This portion of the Money Pit is being brought to you by Kenmore, makers of the Kenmore Elite Induction Cooktop, which cooks food faster and more efficiently than gas or electric ranges. To learn more, visit your local Sears store or call 1-888-KENMORE. Now, here's Tom and Leslie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. So, Leslie, when you bought your house, was this the first house, the one that you're in now?
Oh, God, yeah.
You went from apartment like into this one, right?
Correct.
So now, if you were ever kind of getting tired of where you were and decided to move, or let's say that you outgrew the house, you have to make this decision as to whether or not it's more cost-effective to, you know, put the addition on, to add another bathroom or bedroom or whatever you need, or to just go buy a bigger house.
Well, I think it depends on what it is you're looking to do. If it's ultimately going to improve the return value of your home, then go for it. But if it's kind of a moot point, then go somewhere else, I think.
Well, exactly. I mean, remodeling can have a big price tag if you're remodeling the right components of your house. And as long as you're not over-improving for the neighborhood. But, you know, something that people don't think about is that moving actually has some hidden costs as well. You know, when you move, you're probably going to spend at least 5% of that cost of the new house just on fixing up the new house. I mean, think about it. The paint, the wallpaper, you know, the changes to your normal day-to-day habits, where you're driving and things like that all
add up.
Well,
and if you're anything like me, it's like I like to have all of those things done even before I would get to my new place, just so I wouldn't have to deal with it while in it.
Yeah, exactly. But that all adds up. So a lot of financial things to think about if you're going to move or improve. If you do decide to improve, remember, don't over-improve for your neighborhood, because if you do, you're not going to get the return on investment. You know, some home improvements do give you a good return on investment, bathrooms, kitchens, things like that. But others have the same value of perhaps a used vacation. You know, it's fun while you're there, but, you know, there's no resale value there.
Yeah, that tan does not last forever.
That's right. You know, so if you just have sort of a unique decorating style, perhaps you really love that velvet wallpaper. Hey, enjoy it, go for it, but don't expect the next guy to like it.
Well, that's a great tip, and we've got a great prize this hour. Super cool and really a new and sort of innovative item. It's the Ryobi Multitaskets. It's a one word of fun, and basically it's four tools. What it does is it has that air grip technology that they use where it sucks itself to the wall, doesn't mark, leave a stain, leave any clue to let you know that it was once adhered to your wall, and it has four attachments, so it becomes four separate tools. It can be a laser level with a rotating head, it can have a work light, it can have a magnetic tray to hold all your bits while you're working on the project, and it even has like an extra clippy hand so you can do projects that you generally would need someone else to assist you with all on your own. So it's a great tool for any sort of do-it-yourselfer out there. It's worth $50, but it's yours for free if we pick you out of the Money Pit hard hat. So call in now.
1-888-MONEYPIT. Who's next?
Jimmy in Tennessee has a septic tank problem he's like to tackle here. How can we help?
I was just kind of wondering. I'm adding a new bedroom on and along with a bathroom, and I'm running a whole new fill line, septic line, from the new part to my existing septic tank, a whole separate line.
Right.
Where do I need to put the vacuum pipe that goes up through the roof, you know, when you flush the toilet, you know, it'll get a good vacuum on it?
Yeah, it's not the vacuum pipe, it's the vent pipe.
yeah, the vent pipe. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. It's all new. I'm just doing it all myself and everything. And the way it's going to be hooked up to the septic line, the fill line, septic tank line.
The vent pipe, Jimmy, should be right above the bathroom, and it usually comes right off the toilet line, the waste line. There's a Y, and it goes up through the wall, and then it goes up through the roof. And you want to make sure you clear that roof by about a foot.
Okay.
That lets the air into the plumbing system so that you don't develop a vacuum, which is what you might be thinking about, and assures that all the water and the waste will roll back down to the septic tank.
Yeah, Now, that's where, say, it's going to go to the vanity. Then it's going to go to the bathtub. Then to the toilet.
Well,
do I need to extend a pipe on out past the, you know, the toilet?
No, all of the, all of, you just need one vent pipe, okay?
Okay.
So you have the sink drain, and you have the tub drain, and you have the toilet drain all go into the same pipe.
Yeah.
But the vent pipe would come off the back of that main line and go up through the roof and out.
Oh, okay. I see what you're talking about now.
Yeah, you didn't have to have one on each one. Okay, Jimmy?
Okay, thank you very much.
Does Jimmy need to be concerned that the septic tank is the proper size to handle this new addition?
Well, that's a good point. One additional bathroom in the septic tank, it's probably okay because, you know, unless you're really increasing the size of the house to boot, you probably would be okay with that. I wouldn't be too concerned.
Well, Randy in Nevada is looking for a different sort of heat-making device, maybe in the form of a wood and pellet-burning furnace. How can we help, Randy?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. What can we do for you?
I have heard about alternate fuel additions that you could add onto your furnace, and I wondered if there was such a thing that burned either wood or wood pellets or both that you could add into an existing furnace to cut down on the fuel bills.
Well, I know that you can take an existing furnace that was running, for example, on oil and convert it to gas. There's a burner that does that. I doubt you could take an existing furnace that's running on oil or gas and convert it to wood burning because the combustion chamber is an entirely different shape.
Yeah, and these furnaces don't look anything like your conventional furnaces. They seem to be much larger.
Well, that's right, because the combustion chamber that burnt, where you burn the wood or you burn the pellets.
Or even corn.
Or the corn pellets, right, requires a certain amount of size and shape and space. And there's different feed systems that attach to them. So I don't think you'll be able to retrofit an existing furnace. What you probably will need to do is to replace it.
Okay, so you just replace the whole furnace system then?
Yeah, exactly. Before you go to a complete pellet system, make sure you identify a good source of supply for pellets in your area or a good internet source, because I have heard complaints from people that have made the switch to just pellet-burning wood stoves and then were upset that they could not get an adequate source of supply on the pellets. And if you're going to rely on this as your principal heating system, your problem is going to be more serious. It won't be one of convenience. It'll be one of necessity. So make sure you identify a good source of supply before you make the switch.
Do you know of any of those pellet stoves that would also have a fire chamber to accept firewood, or is that going to be two different animals also?
I think that's probably going to be two different animals. There may be one out there, but usually we see them designed for multiple types of pellets and not designed for either wood or pellets.
Okay, great.
Okay,
I
Randy?
Appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project, and thanks for calling 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you're replacing your kitchen floor, don't let your refrigerator stand in the way of a successful job. Find out how to avoid a huge inconvenience down the road right after this. 888-MONEYPIT.
This portion of the Money Pit is being brought to you by the amazing Telesteps Telescoping Ladder, which extends from 30 inches to 12 and a half feet in a matter of seconds. Available online at rewci.com or by calling toll-free 888-845-6597. Take advantage of free shipping now. And don't forget to mention coupon code MONEYPIT and receive 5% off your purchase today.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, broadcasting coast to coast and floorboards to shingles to answer your home improvement question. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. All right, well, let's talk about your kitchen floor improvement job. Some flooring products like ceramic tiles or hardwood can raise the level of an existing floor, which is a problem if you've got built-in appliances. Suddenly your dishwasher is trapped and your refrigerator could be a problem too. So make sure you have these items removed for repairs in the future. But be sure to take this into consideration before installation to avoid a headache. So think about it in advance. You don't want to trap those appliances in there.
Good advice. 1-888-MONEYPIT. Call us with your home improvement question. Maybe you're working on your kitchen. Maybe you're working on your bathroom. If your floors squeak, if your toilets leak, call us right now. 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Margie in Maryland is looking to remove some insulation from the basement. And my first question is why?
We had a new house built, and with our package, we got what was called the energy efficiency package.
Okay.
And what they did in the basement, there's like a foot of insulation that's bolted into the.
Oh, they wrapped the inside walls with the batting.
It's like a foot.
Yeah,
thick.
It looks like big insulation blankets.
Exactly. Very right. Very thick. And so to put a drywall up against that, my husband. And my mistake, he's dragging his feet on doing the basement, but because he believes he needs to take all of that down in order to get normal size insulation that would fit behind a drywall.
No. He leaves it in place and then frames a wall in front of it.
How much space does he need to leave between the wall while the framework? Because it needs circulation. It needs air.
Yeah. I mean, just leave a little bit of space, but I would frame a wall in front of that. I would never attach the drywall right to the foundation.
But we have another circumstance where they didn't run enough electric. So now we have to cut through.
Well, that's very easy then. No, that's very easy. You frame the wall, leaving some space for the insulation, and then you rough wire it just like you would a regular wall, and then you drywall over that. You can even frame it with metal studs, which will be maybe even easier to work with in the basement. And then use a drop ceiling up top. So you have access to the wiring there. And the drop ceiling today, there's a ton of options in drop ceiling panels. They really, really can look cool and look beautiful. And they don't just look like those old 2-foot by 4-foot plain white boards that you used to have
years ago. That's what we had in our old house.
They really look good. You ought to look at some of the Armstrong ceilings.
Okay.
I got one that I saw not too long ago that looks like a tin ceiling. It was gorgeous.
Oh, it's really pretty.
And that's Armstrong that's probably carried at some of the local stores.
Oh, I'm sure it's at the local home centers, yeah.
You can even go to their website, armstrong.com, to find a specialized dealer in your area.
Absolutely.
Which might have more options than just a store in your area.
Right.
Yeah, don't take that insulation down, though.
Yeah,
it's there for a reason, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling the Money Pit.
Max in Maryland finds the Money Pit on WJFK, Free FM 106.7. And your question is, how important are gutters on a home? Well, I would think pretty important. Well, what's going on?
Well, I just wanted to know about that. My local code enforcer wanted to make sure that I had gutters up. And then I wonder, because I've seen so many structures right on the ground with no gutters in place. So I want to know the significance of the gutters.
Well, that's a great question. You know, the gutters are one of the more underappreciated building products that are on
our home.
But
they work pretty darn hard.
They do work hard, and they actually do a lot of things. In fact, on our website at moneypit.com, I wrote actually a story some years ago that's up there about gutters and all the uses of gutters. But they do a lot of things. Now, you're in Maryland, so you're in an area that freezes. So here's some of the things they do. First of all, they do keep the water off your head, of course, when you're going in and out of your house in a rainstorm. Secondly, they collect the water, and if its water's managed properly, it goes down spouts and diverts away from the foundation perimeter. So that means you're not going to get leaky basements. It does means you're not going to get leaky crawl spaces. It's going to keep the soil dry right around that outside edge of the house. If you have those downspouts extended, and if you do that, you won't get cracks and shifts in your foundation. So they have a structural reason for being there. It's not just a cosmetic reason, and they are really important to have on a house for all of those reasons.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I will eat my humble pie.
No, it's a great question. You know, It's understandable why you wouldn't really recognize all of the things that they do, but they're important for the structure, for the foundation, and for the basement and for the roof.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, Max, thanks for calling the Money Pit. And by the way, check out the website. The article is called Clean Gutters Avoid Major Home Repairs, and it lists all of the things that can happen to your house if you don't have clean gutters. Leaking basements, cracked foundations, rotted wood, leaking roofs, slippery sidewalks.
Oh, my.
Aging driveways. And the list goes on. So tips there as well on how exactly to tackle those gutter cleaning projects. So go there today, moneypit.com.
Okay, well, if you're ready to tackle that paint job, here's one thing you need to check in your toolkit for. Do you have a rubber band?
A rubber band?
Yeah, this is a great tip because you're going to need one to get that paint job done pretty good. We'll tell you why right after this. 888 Money Pit.
Somewhere, a guy is tossing his golf clubs into the water. But you'd rather build, say, a burled maple coffee table. Ryobi Woodworking Tools let you do it. Ryobi gives you the power and precision you need to succeed at prices that help you get going. Of course, there's still some equipment involved, but it's power tools, and you don't have to wear those funny clothes to use them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
That's just beautiful.
A loud voice pierces the air, alerting you to a fire.
Danger. Fire. Wake up.
Introducing the Kiddo Wireless Smoke Sounder, a new way to provide extra warning for your family. The Smoke Sounder uses voice and special tones to better wake children and older adults, those most at risk in a fire. It plugs into a bedroom outlet and links with Kiddo Wireless Smoke Alarms so that when one sounds, all will sound, giving your family more warning and more time to escape. The Kiddo Wireless System. Know the sound of a safer home.
Danger. Fire.
Available at Lowe's and other retailers.
Would you like to make cooking faster, safer, cleaner, and more efficient than ever before? If you're an everyday chef who wants it all for your kitchen, then Kenmore has the cooktop for you.
Kenmore has introduced an induction cooktop that takes state-of-the-art innovation and makes it practical and affordable for your home. The Kenmore Elite 30-inch induction cooktop uses electromagnetic energy. Instead of heating burners with flames or coils, the cooktop induces heat directly to the pan, so only the contents are heated. Pans heat almost instantly, producing far faster cooking results than conventional gas or electric cooktops.
The Kenmore Elite Induction Cooktop has four cooking zones that accommodate up to a 12-inch pan and provide the same gourmet precision as a gas cooktop. They automatically sense if a pan is on the cooktop and won't turn on unless cookware is in its place. Plus, a special warm and serve feature allows each pan to hold a precisely low temperature after the food is cooked.
The Kenmore Induction Cooktop is as fast and efficient as cooking gets. Learn more about how Kenmore is bringing innovation home at 1-888-KENMORE or visit your local Sears store. Kenmore, ideas for the good life.
Did you know that the air inside your home can be up to 100 times more polluted than the air outside? No matter how clean you keep your home, it's littered with harmful contaminants like viruses, bacteria, and mold, pet dander, dust, and pollen. Contaminants that cause illness and make allergies and asthma much more severe. Thankfully, there's a way to make your home healthy. The April Air Electronic Air Cleaner. Using the best air cleaning technology available, April Air is the only whole home air cleaner that effectively removes harmful contaminants, even viruses, from the air your family breathes. And that makes your whole home a comfortable, healthy place to be. Your family deserves the best, so why not give them the best? Make your whole home healthier with the April Air Electronic Air Cleaner. April Air. Fresh ideas for indoor air.
Home improvement's never been so easy. We at R.E. Williams can help. Did you know there's a hidden fire hazard in almost every home? It's your dryer vent, and we have the solution for you. We're online at REWCI.com, featuring Panasonic bathroom ventilation fans, Tamarack whole house fans, and even an affordable whole house instant hot water system. We deliver right to your home or office across the U.S. Improve your home, improve your life with quality products, affordable prices, and heroic customer service. REWCI.com.
This portion of the Money Pit is being brought to you by April Air, makers of professionally installed high-efficiency air cleaners. Study after study shows that as homes become tighter and more energy efficient, more contaminants become trapped inside. April Air's technologically advanced electronic and media air cleaners are the best choice for maintaining healthy indoor air. For more information, go to aprilair.com.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. And my co-host, Leslie Segretti, says you need a rubber band to tackle a paint job. Is that so if you're using the small cans of paint, you can rubber band the can to your hand so you won't drop it?
No, but that's a great idea. It's like, you know, the cell phone headset holder, you know, where they rubber band it to your head and they're like, look,
Velcro the can to your hand.
No, but, you know, here's a good instance where rubber bands and painting do go hand in hand. If you stretch a heavy-duty rubber band across the top of your paint can, anchoring it at the handles, when you dip your brush in, you can wipe your loaded paintbrush across it so the excess paint will land in the can rather than in the lip, so it's not like a big, huge mess. It helps you save paint. You won't have a big mess when you go to reseal that lid and it splatters all over everything. So it's a good, inexpensive tip that'll keep you saving time when it comes to the cleanup.
Here's a tool that could help you with those home improvement projects. Hey, do you need to install chair rail, hang a picture, install a window dressing, maybe lay some tile, put up shelving, fix a wall border, install some lighting, put some cabinets up? All these projects can be made easier with this product from Ryobi. It's called the Multitasket. It basically is an electronic hand tool that's got revolutionary air grip technology. Basically, it sticks to the wall, and once it's stuck on the wall, it does a bunch of things. It's got a laser head, so it can give you laser level lines. It's got a work light. It's got a magnetic tray, and it acts as a helping hand, so you don't need somebody to hold the other end of that chair rail molding as you're putting it up. No fights with your spouse.
It's an assistant you can depend on.
That's right. Use your Multitasket. Avoid the divorce discussion, you know? 1-888-MONEYPIT. We will take all callers this hour and put their names in the Money Pit hard hat. One person will win that prize from Ryobi. 1-888-666-3974.
Brian in Virginia has a heating and air conditioning question. What's on your mind?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Not a problem. How can we help?
I have a question here, and it's about the heating system that I put in and installed in my house 4 years ago.
Okay.
My house is 20 years old. It's a split foyer, so you either go up or down when you first walk in the door.
Right.
It's 2,000 square foot. Downstairs, when they installed the heating and air, they put a 14 shear unit with Puron, and they put it up in the attic, and it stays cold downstairs where they put the vents at.
Right.
I have wood paneling on the downstairs, but my wife wants, we never use that downstairs because it's so cold.
It's not balanced, it sounds. It's not balanced properly.
Yeah, and they put one 12-inch vent in one big room that's 11 by 20.
Well, if there's one big 12-inch vent, that's probably the return duct. Is that where the air is going back or coming out?
No, it's coming out.
Okay.
And the salesman said that'll do good for this room, and it's not. In the last 4 years, it's been cold downstairs. I have baseboard heaters, and I've been having to use that to equal the heat out.
Hmm. Yeah, it sounds like they've totally blown the design on this.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was the wood paneling that's on the wall.
No,
not insulating.
No. It sounds to me like they don't have enough air. Getting to that space, and they certainly don't have enough return air probably getting back from that space. You may need to make some adjustments in that ductwork.
Now, it's been 4 years. I don't think they're going to come out and redo it, so I'm going to have to do it.
Well, I would say this. I don't know what it cost you, but if this thing was never designed right from the get-go, it's not like there could have been anything that you did to make it worse. It's not like you added an addition on it or something like that. If it wasn't put on right, it wasn't put on right. And there could be an argument that you've wasted a ton of energy by overheating other places in the house.
Yeah, so I should contact the heating and air conditioning company.
I would definitely contact them, and I would make a stink about it.
Yeah, that's like a family room, and we had to move.
Yeah, it was never done right. It sounds like it was never done right. Now it might be that you have to have an expert diagnosis, and you may have to take them to small claims if they don't try to make some adjustments for you. But when it comes to the physical layout of the heating system, if it's not correct, then you're not going to get that even heating or cooling. Now, I will say that a split-level house is one of the more difficult ones to heat or cool. But still, it shouldn't be super cold.
You know what they offered me when I first bought the house? They said, okay, well, if this doesn't work right, you're going to have to put a second unit in for the downstairs.
So maybe they purposely sabotaged the setup.
I just spent $6,000 on this setup,
No, it's not right.
Okay. Well, I'll call back the company and see if they can come out and
you do that.
They can make do with this.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. You know, if you do have a big job done like that and it's not right, don't let 4 years go by.
Yeah, it's like, what do you think is going to get better?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if it's not heating, it's not heating. And putting a second system in should not be the solution. If it's a 2,000-square-foot house, you should be able to heat and cool that entire house with one properly installed system. So, Brian, we hope that that helps you out and gets you back in a warm house as quickly as possible.
Well, coming up after the break, we dip into the Money Pit email bag, and our question today is going to be Frida, who writes, what is the most cost-effective, energy-saving home improvement I can do? Well, we'll find out the answer to that when we get back.
This portion of the Money Pit is being brought to you by the amazing Telesteps Telescoping Ladder, which extends from 30 inches to 12 and a half feet in a matter of seconds. Available online at rewci.com or by calling toll-free 888-845-6597. Take advantage of free shipping now. And don't forget to mention coupon code MONEYPIT and receive 5% off your purchase today.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. 1-888-MONEYPIT is the telephone number. MoneyPit.com is the website, home of the free Money Pit e-newsletter, which comes into your email inbox every Friday morning, chock full of great home improvement tips, advice, and chances to win more fabulous prizes from this program. Now, you can call us any time of the day or night at 888-MONEYPIT, or you could email us to helpme@MoneyPit.com. And this hour, we've got a question from Frida. Now, it seems to me that a lot of people think home improvements have to be costly, but Frida is giving us a very specific challenge, isn't she, Leslie?
Yeah, I love budget challenges, and that's exactly what this is. Frida writes, I don't have a lot of money, but I want to save some money with energy costs on the rise. If you've only got $500, what kind of improvements would you do first to make the largest impact you can?
Ah, the $500 energy challenge. Well, actually, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a good amount of money.
That's a good chunk. Probably, I'll give you my kind of top one.
Well, especially because a lot of these little energy-saving tips are not that expensive.
Well, that's true. You know, something as inexpensive as buying a couple of dollars worth of caulk. I mean, everything goes a long way. But for a $500 investment, the very, very, very first thing I would be doing is going up into my attic with my tape measure and measuring the thickness of the insulation, Frida, because no matter where you live in the country, you really need to have somewhere between 10 and 15 inches of insulation in the attic today to really do a good job of heating that heat where it should be, and that is below that attic insulation surface. So I would measure it, and if you don't have it, I would devote a good portion of that $500 to buying more insulation. Now, what you want to buy is unfaced fiberglass insulation, and you can lay those perpendicular, buy them bats, and lay them perpendicular to the existing insulation, kind of in a crisscross pattern. That'll give you a really nice warm blanket.
What if the insulation that's already up there has sunk below your floorboards?
Well, that's a good question, because you're going to want to assess that, and if it's really compressed, it's not doing its job, then I would remove the old saggy insulation and then re-insulate the whole space. That might end up being a little bit more money, but again, it's a really good investment because, you know, heat rises. And if you can keep it at that ceiling level, you're going to save some money in the long haul.
And I would say a good investment, you know, which is right around the $500 mark, is a good replacement window. You can do them yourself. They're not that costly. And if you've got some old, maybe aluminum or wood-framed windows, get rid of them. They're doing you an injustice and they're wasting your money. So look at your windows, too.
Good point. Yeah, and you might want to start with the coldest, draftiest window in the house and work from the east side, north side to the east side, then do west and south after that.
South is last because you get the most sunshine there. All right, well, good advice.
Well, some of us have enough trouble taking care of one money pit, but others throw caution to the wind and decide to buy yet a second money pit. Perhaps you have a vacation home or a home for a in-law. I was going to say home for a spouse. No, that's not what I meant. No, perhaps you have to buy a house for another member of your family who you
maybe
really
your spouse.
Love. But you just don't want them living with you. If you are going to do that, you'll appreciate today's topic of Leslie's last word, how to afford afford and how to deal with having a second home.
Well, whatever your reason is for that second residence, that's your business. But here are some house rules to follow. When buying a second home, remember, it can be a smart investment, but it needs to work out for your lifestyle, too, to make it all worthwhile. So if you'll be renting it out, make sure you know all of the maintenance details. If it's a vacation home, make sure you spend some time in the area before you buy it. And just in case you want to live there long term, it'll let you know what it's like during the winter months, say if you're at a beach residence. And also check traffic on Friday afternoons and on Sunday evenings to make sure you won't be caught in the jam when you're heading back to your first house. This way you won't be giving your second home any second thoughts.
Don't give us a second thought. Tune in same time, same place next week. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone. 888-